This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is accusing Russia of war crimes, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Zelensky says Russians have killed, tortured, raped civilians in Bucha and elsewhere, and in a remote address to the UN Security Council through an interpreter, called for justice.
Anyone who has given criminal orders and carried out them by killing our people will be brought before the tribunal, which should be similar to the Nuremberg tribunals,
which were convened after World War II. A U.S. official says Washington and European allies are set to retaliate for the war crimes with stiff new sanctions, including a ban on investments in Russia. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.N. Migration Agency now estimates that more than 11 million people have fled their homes in Ukraine since Russia's invasion. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The International Organization for Migration, in its first such full assessment in 3 weeks, says that more than 7.1 million people have been displaced within Ukraine as of April 1. That comes on top of the figure of more than 4 million who have fled abroad, as reported earlier. IOM says more than 2.9 million others are actively considering leaving their place of habitual residence due to war. The tally marks an increase from mid-March of more than 9.7 million people displaced internally in Ukraine or driven abroad. Ukraine had a pre-war population of 44 million. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's deputy prime minister said people are still only able to flee Mariupol by foot or by private car. This is VOA News. South Africa's president has announced the end of the country's state of disaster brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. Linda Givtash reports from Johannesburg.
After 750 days, the end of COVID-19 restrictions are in sight for South Africans with the lifting of a state of disaster. President Cyril Ramaphosa gave a televised address to the nation Monday, repealing the government's legal mechanisms for managing the pandemic. That means restrictions on daily life and business have officially been removed. But some measures remain. Ramaphosa introduced a 30-day transition period that would uphold an indoor mask mandate and requirements to show vaccine certificates or PCR test results to attend large public gatherings. International travelers will also have to be fully vaccinated or present a negative COVID-19 test result. A social grant to those who lost their jobs during the pandemic will also extend through the transition period, after which all measures will lapse. The repeal of the state of disaster comes roughly 5 months after the last major variant, Omicron, was discovered by the country's scientists. Ramaphosa said while case numbers are high, hospitalizations and deaths remain low. South Africa is the hardest hit country in Africa with over 6 million COVID-19 deaths. With less than half the adult population vaccinated, Ramaphosa encouraged the public to get their shots. Linda Giftash for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Human Rights Watch said Tuesday Malian forces and suspected Russian fighters killed about 300 civilians in late March in the center of the conflict-torn Sahel nation. In a report, the rights group suggested the alleged massacre perpetrated over 4 days and was a war crime. Malian soldiers and white foreign fighters arrived in the town by helicopter on March 27th and exchanged fire with about 30 Islamist fighters, several witnesses told Human Rights Watch. HRW estimated that about 300 people were killed in total, with the vast majority of victims being ethnic Fulanis. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is accusing Russia of war crimes with a speech at the United Nations Security Council, as the UN's migration agency now estimates that more than 11 million people have fled their homes in Ukraine since Russia's invasion. The pre-war population was 44 million, so that's a quarter of Ukraine's population has fled their homes since Russia's invasion. Ukraine's deputy prime minister said people are still only able to flee Ukrainian city of Mariupol by foot or by car, and bus evacuations have failed. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.